Well, as is well known, Harcourt was one of a group of cabinet ministers who argued the case for neutrality when the war broke out in 1914. But in his own account, he ascribes himself a leading role in galvanising the peace party. On the 26th of July, Harcourt records that he motored over from Newnham to Sutton Courtenay to see Asquith. And this is what he said. "We talked about the probable Austro-Servian war." This is 5 days before Britain's declaration. "And I told him that under no circumstances could I be a party to our participation in a European war. I warned him that he ought to order Churchill to move no ship anywhere without instructions from the cabinet. I have a profound distrust of Winston's judgment and loyalty, and I believe that if the German fleet moved out into the Channel against France, not us, he would be capable of launching our fleet at them without reference to the cabinet. The PM pooh-poohed the idea, but I think he is wrong not to take this precaution." And at the next day's cabinet meeting, we find Harcourt determined to resist the slide to war, but we also learn that this position is not unconditional. The Germans attempted to gain British neutrality with a promise of no annexations in France. She would be content with some French colonies. And Harcourt says, "I said it was inconceivable that we should take part in a European war on a Servian issue, but still more inconceivable that we should base our abstention on such a bargain." And he adds, "After the cabinet, I had talks with several colleagues in order to form a peace party, which, if necessary, shall break up the cabinet in the interest of our abstention. I think I can count on 11. And he does name those 11. I won't bore you with that. And he goes on to say, "If we destroyed this government to prevent war, no other could make it." And that's pretty strong stuff. And on the 29th of July, he says, "I am determined not to remain in the cabinet if they decide to join in a war, but they cannot so decide, as I am certain now I can take at least 9 colleagues." It's interesting to compare this with Hobhouse's version of events. He records that only Harcourt, Simon and Beecham were for unconditional peace. Harcourt's journal entry for the 30th of July runs to several pages and makes some important observations of events, among which is a record of meetings with several colleagues that day, including Hobhouse, as part of his peace campaign. And I quote again, "Simon, J. Morley, Hobhouse, Beecham, Peace, Runciman, Montague, Birrell, all been in my room this afternoon, all with me, but Hobhouse with some reservations as to Belgium. He was a soldier, of course." As Colonial Secretary, Harcourt was, of course, obliged to carry out certain preparations in case war should break out, though he records his reluctance to do so. "Sent special fresh warnings by telegram, to all dominions and colonies to prevent search. I am much afraid of an incident over search on some German vessel." And then he notes to himself, "Lambert of the Admiralty told me Churchill last night hired Aquitania, Cunard. What for? Transport of troops to Belgium or for a guardship in the Mersey? Also, commandeered all the coal in South Wales. Cardiff paralysed. He is said to have incurred expenditure of over £1 million. He told us at Cabinet yesterday precautionary stage expenses would not exceed £10,000. I think he has gone mad. Every room in the Admiralty lighted and men at work when I passed at 2 a.m. this morning. I fear he is carrying his preparations too far and getting prematurely in the war stage." Now, he rounds off the 30th of July entry with several interesting statements in which he overtly states that he is a moving force in the peace party. "J. Morley told me this afternoon he was prepared to resign at my signal, but I don't think it will be tomorrow." And then, "Lord Bryce has been to me, and separately Molteno MP on behalf of the Radicals, to ask the situation. Both said they were confident in me, and as long as I stayed in the cabinet, they would assume that peace was assured. I am to let them know if that situation alters." Now, the situation did indeed alter, though Harcourt doesn't really record the reactions of these colleagues to his own change of heart. At the end of the day's entry, Harcourt is violently for peace. "War situation I fear much worse tonight. Pray God I can smash our cabinet before they can commit the crime."